don't you do something else? Habits are habits, do habits change with you as you change? Building up and tearing down what's inside the new. Sidewalks, and we'll soon bring down all of the buildings. Woo! Buildings, and you don't last long. We were water all along. And light. Woo! One might say something about it. I hope that you do! New hairdo. People always seem to have something to say. Speak something true. One might say something about it. I hope that you do. One might say that's not what I wanted for you. Places change like feelings. Do you agree with that? Thank you. watch out. Where's the money at? You got some? Well, that's more than most. You've got some. Someone wants it more than you, like the person beside you. Who's on your side? Nature! Predominantly poor neighborhoods. No healthy food. No fresh fruit. No fresh vegetables. No education about these things. And in New York City, when I was there, the food stamps only got us cold food, like chips. So, watch out! You wanna know what? Craft Foods is killing you. What's Britain gonna do next? Grocery stores only go up where rich people will come. Like Choices Foods, Thrifty's Foods, Safeway, Save-On Foods, Price Cutter Foods, all those kinds of foods. What other name you got, Save-On Foods? I know you're hiding out there in a rich neighborhood. Woo! Woo! Health science teaches us that we don't need doctors. Doctors are just catching another body that's floating down a river. What we need to do is fix the pool. We need healthy food and exercise. Now I'd like to ask you to ask yourself, what is that? Quit your job, grow some food, save the seeds, you don't need money. Live with the living, live to love nature, is there anything greater? That's why I'm here today, okay? That's why I wrote the album. I'm trying to find out from people. I haven't had very many responses so far except from faces, but I love the faces. Is there anything greater than loving nature and those kinds of things? Today I went swimming in the ocean not too far from here. Oil spill. Okay, anyways. Let's hit it again. Nature wants you back. What makes you sick? And what does Britain want? When you speak English, you're still taking yourself over. Nature wants you back. Ow! Where's the money at? You got some? Well, that's more than most. You've got some. But someone wants it more than you. Like the person beside you. Who's on your side?
Nature!
Thank you. There'll be no resurgence of happiness with money. It is not the answer. Nature! Is the answer. You've heard it before. Money won't bring you happiness, right? You've heard it before, right? You've heard that before. Money won't bring you happiness. We've all grown up with that. Ah! Who's on your side this whole time? Nature! Ah! Thank you. nature when you're gonna eat me? And what will I become? And what will become of me? What will become of my wife? How will I be recognized? What's my memory for if I can't die once and come back to more? What's my memory for? Let my spirit be known, more construent than light, all my strength will be shown. What's my memory for? Let my spirit be known, more construent than light, all my strength will be shown. What's that for me? Why do I bleed? What's my memory for? What's my memory for? What's my memory? What's my memory for? And how will I find my wife? How will I find? Thank you. it so heavy? Could you see me as a bad guy? I'm as you see me. If I invent myself silly, would I laugh at myself? My I am always asked how I make money. Never have I ever been asked how I make love. To a dish. I'm a scoundrel and his lovers. Why does my heart pump old oil? Woo! My eyes crave to be shot from wine, and I fall asleep in your breasts. If I couldn't be myself, who'd I be? I'm as you see me. 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 This is the way I love.
Seed saving. Do you have any tips on seed saving?
Well, no, I don't know. Actually, seed saving is one of the most important things I need to learn yet, and I haven't. But I really do think that that's going to be an important part of what I would like to do with
Flora, we're going to try to sustain our own food in our property.
Seed saving isn't as hard as it seems, though, as I think the important thing is that, like, all of the fruits and, like, this is the weird thing. When you get an orange and it doesn't have seeds in it, or when you get a grape and it doesn't have seeds in it, that's fucked up.
Well, you know that that's contrived.
It is. It's fake. It's not a real
thing.
Well,
yeah.
So, seedless things, first of all, weird. Seeds are good. They're annoying sometimes when you're eating a fruit, but they're important.
Squeezing a lemon.
Look at all these seeds in this grape. Ah, this is annoying, but it's really good. And to save the seeds, you really just need to take the seeds out of something that you like and save them.
Yeah.
And then
them.
Germinating.
Them.
Yeah, you just dry them out,
and
then germinating them is as simple as putting them back in water. And then incubating that little baby guy until he grows a little bit bigger, and then he gets a little bit bigger, and now it's too big, and then you put him in the ground, and he gets even
every
bigger.
Every strawberry is like 100 strawberry seeds.
Yeah, you know what?
Strawberries
are really annoying
strawberries.
To plant and to harvest. Strawberries are actually like the most annoying things to plant and harvest. So every time you eat a strawberry, think about this was super arduous for someone to create. Thank you, strawberry. You are complicated. Because strawberries really suck. When I am an adult and I have a farm, I'm only going to have like 2 strawberry plants because they're so annoying to me that they're not even worth eating. Cherry
really
trees just do it themselves and then you get cherries. And cherries are kind of like strawberries. Am I right? They're like little red delicious things.
She might have more strawberries because I'm not annoyed by it. I actually like plenty of them.
I was really frustrated with them.
I think you give them a second chance.
Yeah.
They're just hard. I think they're.
It was a cold.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze.
You just gotta get some soft, loamy thing, and they'll send out runners and be like, "I like all of this," and then it'll be a huge.
But strawberries, every year the plant produces less and less fruit. So like the first year you have a strawberry
plant,
it's like.
That's why they get
more
seeds.
Yeah, but you have to keep replanting them. Like an apple tree just gets more beautiful every year with bigger and better fruit. Strawberry trees are the reverse of that.
So go perennial. So you're saying go perennial. You're in a permaculture.
Yeah. How are the winters?
I mean, to say that it's not a tree.
As far as Canada goes, very mild. As far as California goes, very bitter. So. It's cold. You can't grow strawberries in the winter. You can't even really grow strawberries in the summer in Canada unless you help them out a lot.
You get like a serious frost.
Yeah.
Or just like the, you know, the black paper.
Yeah,
plastic.
Or you can raise beds.
Man, is there a lot of plastic in farming?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Plastic everywhere.
Yeah.
But man, is a glass greenhouse really scary to be inside of when you think about if it all broke on top of you. That's what I think about.
That's why you should wear chainmail. When
you're
in a
greenhouse.
Nice. I always do. Every time I'm in a greenhouse.
Just a giant like suit of armor as you're farming. Because it's not, it's really easy to just bend down and stand up in a suit of armor. No.
I thought about becoming mayor of Vancouver, but I figured the only way I could be legitimate is if I had an entire suit of metal. And I walked around and it was like all these homeless. Because if you're a mayor and you're not homeless, then everyone hates you that doesn't have a home. And the people, if I wanted to, like, because my idea would be to rip out all the streets in the city, because then you could plant food there. Because if you think about it, in front of every single house, there's a street with a car parked on it. But if those weren't there, you could turn that into dirt, and you could grow food for every entire house across the whole universe.
Especially in Southern California,
sure, especially
man.
Here,
especially
even,
right
even,
here.
Even in Vancouver. Even in
of
Vancouver,
course, anywhere, really.
Anywhere. Yep.
Depends on
so,
the food. I mean, any food. Food grows
kale.
In different places.
Kale grows everywhere.
Oh, that shit is so good.
It is hearty.
It is so good for you.
It is hearty.
It is so good for you.
Totally.
More protein dense than some meat.
My mom thinks that too. She
what
just,
do you mean thinks that?
She just recently learned what kale was because as a suburban lady, someone told her one day, she's like, "This is kale," and my mom's like, "This is kale." So now my mom puts kale in a lot of things.
But that's
makes
good
a point
though.
Of
There's
being
nothing
like,
bad that came of that.
This is kale.
This
you're like,
is
yeah,
good.
Mom, I know it's kale. And she's like,
this
is this kale.
This is good for you.
This
is
kale.
It's green. It's good.
This is kale. The more I say kale, the more that I think that's a pretty name for a child. Is anyone expecting? Anyone expecting? You should
kale.
Name your baby Kale.
Is that a male or a female? It doesn't matter. Kale's a name. It's just a name. Yeah.
Let's not put
it's
gender labels
exactly.
on
it's just
things.
A name.
What's
Kale
else?
A pomegranate?
Is Kale a pomegranate? All right.
What's your favorite kind of kale? There's so many different types of kale.
My favorite type of kale?
Yeah.
I like the Latino kale. They're like really dark dinosaur kale.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
The really green. That's the hardiest in the trees.
And it's not as like
Italian.
It's not as like a ribby and frilly. It's more of like a flat.
Oh no, it's tough.
No one's
how do you cook them?
Eat it raw. Take an avocado and a thing of kale, and then just like go like this forever. And then when you rub the avocado into the kale, it becomes more palatable for raw. Or juice it. Because I have a juicer.
Yeah.
You can also make a really good dragon bowl with that.
A good dragon bowl with it? You could also have kale chips.
Yeah.
You could.
Can you
yeah.
say right oxygen yet?
What is it, Pat?
Oh. Me?
Patrick Garrity.
I'd like to know more about the pineal gland.
Apparently it's the answer to all of our questions about religion.
Well, there
really, last night Patrick was trying to scheme on a young lady at the party that we were playing at, and he, like, I think that she looked really young.
Like sub-18?
Like sub-18, but people tonight have said that I look sub-18, and I'm like totally plus 18, so it could have been, it's a gray area. Anyways. Then another guy was also trying to hit on the same lady, and he kept, I guess, cock blocking Patrick by talking about the pineal gland in the brain and its relation to religion. And then at the end of the day, that girl went home and nobody was able to have meaningful conversations with her later tonight.
Meaningful conversations. Correct, correct.
Good for her.
I mean,
no,
but Patrick's like super
no,
nice and really interesting. If anyone here is sub-18 and looking for a meaningful conversation, directing to Patrick Garrity over there. Excellent at the congas and the guitar.
I started in the HMS Pinafore once, so I played the captain.
Patrick, I'm 14.
Years. 14 revolutions of Mars, dude.
It's great, I'm like still getting
so,
excited.
Are you guys excited for your journey?
Yeah.
North?
Dude, I'm still wanting to talk in like two revolutions.
Yes.
We're crossing paths.
Totally.
That's good.
We're crossing paths right now.
We'll cross back again too
yeah.
because what goes up must come down. Back to Southern California.
True.
Yeah.
I also have that misconception north is up.
Me too. That's what I think. Like, I was like, man, how cool would it be to bike to Chile? But how stupid would it be to bike home?
Right.
Because it's all uphill. Back home, right? But then, actually, it's not. Because I was just driving, and there's hills everywhere.
Yeah.
The whole way.
And
the whole thing would suck.
That's a big zone.
Yeah.
A big ridge.
But it would seem like it would be easier going home than back. Going back would be boring. You've already seen it.
Home.
Home is where the heart is.
Cool. Where are you going on the
7th?
Nowhere.
Where will you be on the 7th?
Somewhere between Death Valley and Seattle.
We also will be between
I'm Josh, just
Sacramento
like
and Seattle on the 17th. Somewhere.
Jeff.
So what if and you play on the 18th in
Thank
Portland?
In Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're doing Portland on the way down.
A
yeah.
Couple blocks.
So what if we played a show in Spokane? Or something weird like that.
Can you make that happen?
We can try.
That where
you guys
fun.
We can just we, even if we just existed
just
there together.
Spokane's a little out of the way.
We could try to I-5 it. We could. Play a show in. What about there's this place called Centralia?
In California?
Centralia is in Washington.
Oh,
it's like,
in the middle?
It's in the middle of Washington.
That's
and
the name.
Do you know about like Anacortes? How at one time some hip musicians were like, we're just gonna move to Anacortes and start our own music scene and like do that for a little bit, and then they all kind of just like gave up on it, and now there's like one record store left and it's a bit washed out. But Centralia is the new Anacortes.
Oh yeah.
So people are just moving there to be hip and like make music.
What's the new Anacortes? Centralia.
Centralia is the new Anacortes.
Is that where Wild Waves is?
Yeah.
And like Davis Hooker and like it's like a Marriage Records thing. So I feel like we should just storm Centralia and just ride the wave of people trying to be hip and move out of the city and have their own musical thing for like 1 year and then quit doing that.
Great.
So let's play Centralia.
Okay.
Let's bust Centralia.
I think we can make that.
Meet Chin Centralia.
No, we'll bust.
I'll bust again.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Or just play a show for each other.
Yeah.
It could be dueling Dan Weiss. I'll play Dan Weiss.
Okay, that's good.
That's three.
You're a lot more conversational than the other Dan Weiss.
Really? Because I found him to be quite chatty.
Maybe he just was. I think he's nervous around here because we share a name.
True. You're also a bit of like a more rough and tumble Dan Weiss.
Yeah.
More facial hair. And
he's like Alpha Dan Weiss.
Yeah, and the other one's like Beta Dan Weiss. Yeah, but this one, look at this, is more of a serious Dan Weiss facial hair. I was going to say that you seemed like a dark Dan Weiss earlier when I'd only met you for 1 minute.
Really?
Because the other Dan Weiss was really like.
Yeah, I chatted with him for hours about the New Yorker view.
I think that he didn't like me. I think he doesn't really like you.
Maybe he's threatened by your Dan
voices. I don't know. I actually got that feeling last night when we were talking.
Because I thought to myself, this guy is chatty, but he's really nice.
It's probably beard envy.
That's what I just said.
He has a much, much thicker beard than mine.
It's a little more pointy on the edge
mustache.
And I think he was wearing makeup, too.
Yeah. Really?
I heard he used to work at a pirate store, so
he did,
probably.
It comes with the territory. Sometimes Jeff puts on lipstick, like red lipstick. I think it's pretty.
At shows or like?
Just like at home.
Yeah.
Like it's a personal thing. One time I had a really expensive NARS lipstick for all the ladies in the room, which there's apparently two of you. It's like a $17 lipstick.
Wow.
You know, like that's a nice
lipstick.
It was a gift.
That's gnarly.
And then Jeff